Live and local. Mornings with Todd Sargent. For our sponsor, Harvey Norman Computers, Rutherford and Bennetts Green.
One of the things about the University of Newcastle is there is always something exciting happening. There's research going on left, right and centre. And great to have in the studio this morning, Dr. Tamara Busher.
Yeah.
Am I right on the money?
Pretty good, yes.
I've been in Europe for the last couple of weeks and I've managed to get every pronunciation wrong. If there were two ways to pronounce
it. This is a tricky one. It's Bucher.
Bucher.
Yeah, that's...
Where are you from?
Switzerland.
Switzerland. Yes. Okay. How are you feeling about the Olympics at the moment?
Oh, Switzerland's not doing very good, but Australia, it's not too bad, so...
I thought Switzerland got a bronze the other night, but yeah...
Maybe. Yeah, I haven't checked out the latest results, so I'm not following it very closely, I have to admit.
Okay, well, we're going for Australia and we're going for Switzerland as well. As we were mentioning, you're from the School of Health Sciences at the University of Newcastle. So many amazing projects underway at the moment, and one on eating patterns. What's this, people who cook less and consume more meals and snacks out of home? How is that affecting their health?
Well, what has been observed is that during the last couple of years, eating patterns have changed and a lot of people consume meals more often out of home, and snacking, for example, has increased. And therefore, the quality of the snacks that are in our environment really matters. So it's important that if we snack between meals, we snack on healthy things. So these kind of changes have had a big influence on our nutrient and energy intake.
It's kind of hard, isn't it? Because if you're thinking, oh, look, I'm feeling peckish, and you go to the supermarket, you've got to run the gauntlet of the chocolate bars and the chips before you get to the fruits and vegetables. Do you think Australians are losing the art of cooking meals at home? Are we becoming worse cooks, or are we just relying on restaurants and fast food outlets to take care of the job for us?
Well, I think it's not just Australia. I mean, people have less time for cooking. Just everyone has to work, and we can't afford to spend 4 hours a day cooking healthy and nutritious meals. So we really rely on healthy convenience food and quick cooking. And cooking skills have been lost over the past decades a bit. People don't learn how to cook at home anymore or in school. So, yeah, there's been a decrease in cooking skills during the last years.
Tamara, are you finding the devil is in the detail when it comes to maybe purchasing a meal? I was reading in the Sunday papers yesterday that pre-6 o'clock bookings in restaurants are booming because people are trying to come home from work, maybe grab a quick meal and still get home to spend time with the family. And the kids as one unit, so they may even take the children out as well. Do you think, though, the problem is you might go out and you might go, look, that option looks really, really healthy, but you don't know what has gone into it. Where if you know at home, if you cook, this much oil's gone into it or this much salt has gone into it, you're really at the... You've got no idea about how much other nasties may have gone in, even when you think you're eating healthy.
Yeah, exactly. If you're in a restaurant, you really don't know what you're getting. You might have a feeling for it, but you can never be sure. And if you don't know how to cook, you also don't know what's in a meal and how that compares to a meal that you would consume out of home. And yeah, if we eat out of home, we tend to just finish everything that we get and we want value for money. So I better finish your meal, right? So people tend to overeat and eat more if they are eating in out-of-home settings.
It's hard for restaurants as well, because if they don't give a big portion, a lot of people say, look, and a classic example is a chicken schnitzel. Most people like a chicken schnitzel. And the thing is, they're just getting
better.
Aren't they? They're getting bigger and bigger. And once upon a time, it might have been the size of your hand. Now the thing is, unless it covers the plate, people think they're not getting value for money. And that's hard, because if the restaurants don't deliver that, people will go elsewhere to where it is, and then they're thinking, oh, look, I really don't want the rest of it, but I don't want to leave it on my plate.
Yeah, exactly. That has been shown that over the past decades, portion sizes have increased, not just in restaurants, but also the sizes of packages in supermarkets. And studies have shown that if you buy bigger packages, for example, of cereals, you tend to pour more into your bowl. So just the the package size influences already what you eat, and if that steadily increases, people eat more and more. And yeah, the reason behind this is that people want value for their money.
Yeah.
And it's for the producer, so it's cheaper to add a little bit more and earn a little bit more that, rather than cutting the portions into half. And
Yeah, the dollar talks, really, doesn't it, when it comes to that kind of
thing?
Do you think most people are aware of what a portion size is? I saw an ad on television yesterday for like a jelly baby, and now they've gone and said one jelly baby equals one portion. And you're thinking, who can eat one jelly baby? It's so tough.
Yeah, there's a big confusion of what should be a normal portion, and obviously, there's sizes indicated on packages, and these are the usual serf sizes that probably depend on the size of the product, how it's sold. And then in Australia, we've also got standard serfs that are recommended as being a unit for consumption. For example, for a muesli, let's say a standard serf would be 30 grams, and you should probably eat two standard serves for breakfast, but then a normal portion would maybe be 40 grams.
It's confusing,
yeah,
isn't
it's
it?
Very confusing for the consumer, because there are so many terms and big confusion on labels and what we should do. So,
and plates and bowls are getting bigger. I don't care what anybody says, that they are getting bigger. Yeah, the old standard dinner plate seems to be a bread and butter plate these days. Do you find portion sizes, if you eat at home, more regulated than out, or are we just as greedy at home? If we're serving it up, we'll stick an extra scoop of mashed potato or have a bigger piece of this or a couple of extra pieces of that?
Well, there has been research showing that if you consume food out of home, you tend to eat more. Well, at home, you can probably save something for later, and you don't have this pressure to finish everything and get your value for your money. Because you can save food for later and save the money.
Save it for lunch tomorrow,
yes, exactly.
Or maybe heat it up tomorrow night. Now, the University of Newcastle, you are looking for participants for an online survey study, aren't you?
Exactly. We are doing some research on cooking skills, and we want to compare people's cooking skills in Australia with the cooking skills of other countries, and we want to see how that relates to eating patterns. So we are running a big survey, and we are looking to find 1,000 participants for this survey.
Okay.
And it can all be done online, on a tablet, on a smartphone. It takes about 10 minutes to complete. And people can also go into a draw for 5 vouchers from Coles and Myers.
Fantastic. So who do you need? Can anyone be a part of it? And how can they get in touch with you to undertake the survey?
Yes, pretty much anyone can participate, as long as they are older than 18 years. And the survey is online, and it can be found on www.tinyurl.com/cookingskills. And maybe you can upload the link somewhere on a web page as well.
Of course,
so we definitely have it on our web page, and we will advertise the study a bit further.
We can take care of that for you. Look, if you would like to be a part of that survey, all you've got to do is be over 18 years of age. Head to tuinuirfm.com and the Todd Sargent page. Tamara, thanks very much for your time this morning, and we're going to try and rustle up those 1,000 people for you.
Yeah, thank you so much for helping with this.
2NURFM 103.7.